This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden.
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty.
Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes.
General, would you care to step outside?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
Liberty or death, what we so proudly hail.
Okay, this is fun.
Did he just fall down?
I mean, what was the prize move, isn't it?
I'm okay.
All I know is you said, what the fucking shit? And you're huffing and puffing, and then you fall out of frame and disappear.
Yeah, I fell off the goddamn chair again.
Motherfuckers. Oh, man. Matt, come on.
Sorry I'm late, guys.
It's like the bad,
forgot
bad
to send the link.
You're just a bit of a mess today, or what?
Yeah, well, I was watching a TV show that I'm doing the next season on, trying to, like, you know, do homework, and I got so enthralled with the very last episode, and then you said, you're going to send the link, and I'm like, oh, fuck!
what show?
Barry.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's a good show.
It's a really good show.
It's a good show.
I didn't like it, and I had binged through both seasons, because they're starting up here pretty soon, so...
That scene where he, like, tells his acting class about the first time he killed somebody and they think it's a dramatic scene. Yeah. And you know it's not. And you're like, oh, fuck. Dude, that had war stories written all over it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, all right.
And the Fonz is, like, really funny to watch in that show. Henry Winkler. Like, he's really funny to watch in that show.
He's good. Is he clean again? I know he was, like, in and out of sobriety
No. Henry Winkler's been stone cold. So, like, he's... super straight. The Fonz has never been. He's this good little Jewish boy, the Fonz is, by the way.
Oh, no, I thought he was like a fucking raging alcoholic for a long time. No,
I don't think so. Maybe.
I'm gonna look it up.
Was that Chachi, maybe? Or
fucking Scott Baio?
I know, right? Well, they're feuding now on Twitter.
Wait, the Fonz and Chachi are feuding?
Yeah, so. Yeah,
you can't fuck with the Fonz.
Well, so apparently it's over politics, and they're feuding on Twitter. Let me see if I can find it, because I just read the article and it said, it was over Joe Biden. Let's see here. Scott Baio on Twitter. That's Chachi, by the way. Joe Biden told Fonzie to hold his beer and jump the shark when he winced Americans from both parties and called to end oil and fracking. Hashtag happy days. Hashtag Chachi. And so that, I think, is what started it. And then I guess maybe Henry Winkler tweeted him back. And everyone's like, oh my God, it's the Fonz and Chachi. And I'm like, no, it's Scott Baio and Henry Winkler, who are not actually related. So.
Oh, man.
Is there a COVID one, too? Henry Winkler says, I guess they've had it out a couple of times, but one of them, it says, Scott Baio posted about the Democrats going from Texas, going and leaving the state to prevent a quorum. And he said, Scott Baio posted a picture of them and they all have the virus over their heads because they all got infected, I guess.
I think like five of them so far. Initially it was three, and now they're saying they're not going to say who else is infected,
right? Because it's everybody. I mean,
yeah.
Let's face it, right? What is it? So I heard they went they went with a 12 pack of Miller and they came home with a case of Corona.
That's brilliant.
And so Henry Winker, Scott Baio tweeted the picture of them with the Rona virus over their heads. And then Henry Winkler retweeted it and said, "I missed it. Why is this funny? Our country is in danger, at risk. If nobody else, please, if for nobody else, please get vaccinated for yourself." So,
but they were all vaccinated.
I know. I know. Did you see? Okay. Well, first of all, welcome to the locker room.
You've been recording this whole time. I'm Matthew.
Oh yeah. They heard you fall out the chair.
Oh, amazing. All right. Fuck yeah.
Oh, I'm Marco.
Yeah. So folks, when you wonder if the podcast is really how we talk to each other, that should be a perfect example. Cause Matt did not realize that we had started the show and we were recording and we still fucking talk like that to each other. There's how many times have we started talking and we were just catching up with each other and we've realized we have to push record like right away because
You push record right then? Cause I didn't hear the
right away. Right. Oh, when you fell over.
Right before you fell out of the chair.
Right before you fell over.
Oh, yeah. Before I had my headphones in. So that's why I didn't hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah. So I said, you better let me record this. And then I clicked the button and it let me record it. I was like, oh, cool, it is working. And then you fell out of the chair.
Jesus.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. So right. I was speaking of the COVID thing, let's just get right into it because we got plenty of stuff to talk about this week. It's been a hell of a week for locker room stories.
Yes. And for people following Locker Room on Instagram that are trying to play detective and figure out our own private Instagram handles.
Yeah. And let me tell you, for those people that follow War Stories as well on Instagram, as of today, there is a post where it wouldn't be too hard to figure out what your Instagram handles are because somebody tagged the two of you.
About that.
Oh, wait, what?
How the fuck? Look, he put up the contest.
He tried to win. He tried to give away the award story by tagging you two.
By tagging you Jesus. And I was like, wait, what the fuck?
Now, that is either a friend of yours that doesn't realize that you guys are on the locker room but listens to War Stories, which seems very unlikely. Right?
Let me see. I'm going, right. I did not. Well, this person is following five people.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And we're two of them.
We're two of them. zero followers.
Sorry, I don't have a lot of friends, and I'm like,
he's got at least
does that
two.
Count?
Yeah, I just saw that.
And now it's become a game. So if you guys want, you guys have had Marco's Instagram handle, and I've given you guys mine, but Matt has not given his out yet, and so now I think we should just make it a game for listeners to try and find you on Instagram, and maybe
Now it's going to be easy. They're going to go to the War Stories post and just freaking bing.
But they won't know which post to go on.
Yeah, Marco just read what the person wrote.
Yeah, but not what post it was on. They're going to have to search every post for every comment.
Ain't gonna be that.
But should we do something like the first person to actually find you on social media and prove that they're a podcast listener, we'll send them a patch.
Because we can do that. There's one person. I'm trying to find this damn message. There's one lady who messaged us and messaged Locker Room and was like, "Hey, you know, I listen every week at work, and I keep meaning to write down your guys' Instagram. What are they?" Mm-hmm. And let me find it. Hold on.
Oh yeah, you said that to me.
I screenshot it. Here it is.
Well, I thought I would show you guys the preview of what the new patch for. Now, I'm not going to show it. I'll show it to them on the camera, but I'm not going to say what it is to the audience because we're going to announce it as part of our next giveaway. That we're going to give this patch as part of the giveaway.
All right. No.
That'd be amazing if you didn't have a fucking green screen.
Yep, no,
No, oh, the there it is. There, right there.
Wait, go back. Hold on. A little up.
Stop,
little,
stop right there. Stop.
Right there. Stop. That's dope.
Okay.
Yeah. It's trying to turn it just
I see what you did there.
To be seen.
I like that. No, it's okay. Just put it down.
Your phone's invisible.
Just put it down.
It is invisible. It looks like I'm holding up an invisible brick. Anyway, yeah, so you guys are going to like it.
Yeah. So what's her name? Cammy.
Yes.
Cammy sent us a message. Says, what's everyone's Instagram? I listen during work and keep forgetting to write them down with a bunch of facepalm emojis. And I said, oh, well, we never actually given them all out. I think we've mentioned Marco's because of his tattooing, though. There have been which is Art of Marco Antonio.
Yes, we got to pip that because I troll your page all the time to watch your new tattoos. My wife does too.
Does she really?
Oh yeah.
She
loves her little cupcake.
I got to get better about continuously posting. I'm such a bitch about that. I'm just like, I'll save that for later.
And my wife's so cute. She goes, oh, why doesn't Marco go on Ink Master? I'm like, because he knows how bullshit it is. Like he's
because they canceled it.
Well, no, I mean, this was before.
Yeah, no.
Oliver. They're bringing it back. Yeah. They're bringing it back streaming. It's just they won't have Oliver Peck on it anymore because of those MySpace photos. MySpace photos, boys. Yes. MySpace photos. They're kicking a dude off of his TV show. MySpace photos.
What can't even like access anymore because MySpace doesn't exist anymore?
I think MySpace does exist.
Oh,
does,
really?
Yeah. It's like a ghost thing. Yeah. Yeah. If you remember yours, like the hashtag, so like, you know, MySpace.com/, you know, whatever name you use,
right.
you could still bring your shit up. Hey, do we know? This is just funny to me because I'm a tattoo artist. So basically, I'm just like, what did the tattoo artist do that's so surprisingly offensive to you? Because we're fucking tattoo artists.
Right. Well, so I'll start here. He dressed up, ostensibly, I'm guessing, for Halloween.
Right.
In blackface.
Okay. Was it good?
Twice.
Sure.
Both times were amazing. I saw a picture of one of them and you guys can look them up. You just look up Oliver Peck MySpace or Oliver Peck blackface or whatever. You'll see the photos. And what I want to get to his apology, because his apology is one of those like, I'm not fucking sorry, but I'm quitting the show because you have to.
All a bunch of bitches. So, in other words, if he was a governor, it'd be okay, right? Because isn't there a certain governor that got busted? It was either he was in blackface or he was the Klansman. Like either one is
no. Wasn't that also like the Prime Minister of Canada did blackface too at a party?
I believe so.
Hell, I knew a guy that did blackface. My friends did Reno 911 when we were all cops, and so we had this big freaking Halloween party, and they all dressed up as cast members from Reno 911, and none of the cops that came to the party were black, so it was a tall white cop that dressed like Cedric Washington, I think is the guy's name, and was the black cop on Reno 911. And, you know, whatever. I mean, nobody cared. It wasn't racist. It was just, you have to paint yourself darker because we're doing the whole cast of Reno 911.
Which they're doing a movie of right now.
Again,
another one. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And Jackass 4, I saw the trailer for.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so yeah. That looks amazing.
We sent them a lot. I probably shouldn't say, but I'll tell you off the air. Okay.
So
the shit that they rented from us,
I can only imagine.
Jackass?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I need to hear this.
Yeah, hold on. So he the first time he dressed up as a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
So big afro wig, headband, basketball uniform, and every piece of skin that was sticking out from the basketball uniform, a la Fletch.
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, a la Tropic Thunder. Thunder, right.
I'm sorry. Not Tropic Thunder. The Will Ferrell one. Well, yeah, that one too.
Semi-pro.
Yeah, yeah. The tropics. So, like, the tropics. Yeah.
So the big afro, the headband, and the anyway. And then the other one was a yellow. Do you remember the like a yellow leotard with red cape and red underwear and a big N on his chest.
Oh my.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
That one that's might be a little offside.
Wrong fucking word. Yeah, that's a little offsides.
That's yeah. So he kind of went, okay, I'll for the good of the show, I'll take some time off. But
oh Jesus, that's yeah, amazing.
So picture. And in the picture, in that picture, he looks red, but trust me, he is not yeah. red.
Jesus.
Excuse me.
Holy crap. Wow.
Anyway.
So yeah. All right. So anyway, yeah. Happy hunting, Cammy. She said she's gonna do it. She said, oh, it's on. I said, yeah, good luck. We're not hiding.
No, we're not hiding. We comment on each other's stuff. We tag each other and stuff. It's you. It won't be hard to find you.
No, like not at all.
Feels like we should be hiding. Yeah, right. She's just gonna go stalk her real quick.
Well, Thomas, is yours public or private?
Private.
Your Instagram's private.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My door is wide open. There's people that I know follow the podcast because I'll get like some new followers every once in a while. I'm like, who is this? Because sometimes they're all just there. Sometimes it's just trash shit. It's just, you know, bots or whatever.
Right.
Like, who's this? And then I'll see.
Promote it on like, militarydm.com.
Oh, God. Those there fucking people.
Oh, my God. Terrible. So where should we start? Should we start with real life Dr. Evil?
Why not? Did you guys watch that this morning?
Yeah, I did. Well, not this morning. I saw the video clip that you sent.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about the actual launch.
No.
I didn't even know it was happening until
I didn't know it was happening.
Like, hey, Jeff Bezos is going into space, and I was like, is he coming back?
Yeah, right. that's what Tulsi Gabbard tweeted. She said the most disappointing thing about Jeff Bezos going into space is knowing that the rocket's coming back.
Oh, dude, I would have voted for that girl.
Hell yeah.
Oh, she's good times. She's freaking awesome. Military buddy of mine, was she a colonel or a major or something?
Something like that. My buddy of mine went to whatever the army's, what is it, officer candidate school or whatever, but was in class with her.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So, like, at whatever officer, it wasn't officer candidate school, or it wasn't like West Point.
I think that's what. I don't know. I don't know where the army goes. I don't speak army.
Well, the army academy,
don't send
army
me your
college.
Fucking emails.
Like when army plays navy, it's West Point, is my understanding.
Correct. I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess you can go to officer candidate school and not go to West Point. Obviously, West Point.
Well,
like
they went to school together to become officers. That's all I know. I'll ask them where the fuck they went.
Because I can find out by looking up Tulsi Gabbard and where that bitch went.
So, yeah.
And I use that term affectionately, obviously. No, so Jeff Bezos.
Wait, Jeff is Bezos, it Bezos or Bezos?
I don't give a shit. It's could be we'll just Beehive.
Say, we'll say Beelzebub. Jeff yeah, Beelzebub.
So Jeff Beelzebub. Yeah. How did just Jeff?
Yeah, Jeffrey.
Jeffy B. by the way, do you remember when we were trying to be Amazon affiliates? Of theirs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did I ever tell you why they canceled our affiliate links?
No.
Because on our website, we had click this link and shop on Amazon to support our podcast and take pennies out of Jeff Bezos' pocket. And they literally quoted me and said, you can't say that. That's a violation of the terms. And
wow.
I was like, yeah. Yeah. They don't want you talking mad about the Bezos.
Yeah, because he treats his employees so fucking well, right?
So I found a meme. It says, it's a picture of Mike Myers as Dr. Evil, and it says, wants $1 billion. And the other one says, has $1 billion with Jeff Bezos. And then it says, has moon base for Dr. Evil, and then wants moon base for Jeff Bezos. And then it shows Dr. Evil says, has penis-shaped rocket, Jeff Bezos. Has penis-shaped rocket. Conclusion, Jeff Bezos is Dr. Evil.
Yep.
I support that. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
Well, isn't the one from Seattle too, right?
Who?
I don't know.
No, Jeff Bezos.
No, I'm so sorry.
Wasn't Amazon in Seattle?
I don't fucking know.
I have no idea. I don't know where this.
Okay, you know why it was? That's even funnier because Dr. Evil's hideout was in the Space Needle with the word Starbucks across the top.
Oh, that's right.
So did Austin Powers 2 accidentally predict the rise of the Bezos?
I believe so.
Bellevue, Washington.
Okay. So close to Seattle.
Close, yeah.
They missed it by that much. Anyway, this asshole goes into space in... Did nobody tell him that he looks like one of those neck massagers that women don't use to massage their necks?
It's a personal massager, Thomas. Right. That's it's what personal, they're called. Yeah. Personal massagers.
Yeah, they're personal massagers.
Yeah, those and those freaking shower heads with the pulsating water thing. Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, I watched that whole thing and I was just kind of like, are you kidding me? This is the biggest jerk off shit show. This guy's so rich, he's spending millions of dollars to just zip up into the atmosphere and come back down. And they're high fiving. Everybody's high fiving him like, this is a great accomplishment. And I'm like,
We've been doing that.
You're high fiving a fucking rich person for wasting a shitload of millions of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throwing
money. I mean, honestly, are we hating them?
No, because hating? I honestly would never.
It's not like he didn't pilot the fucking thing. He was just strapped in for the ride. He just forked out a bunch of money.
It's the first space Uber.
Yeah, pretty much.
And honestly, with so many shitty things happening in this world to people, I hear this kind of stuff and I'm like, at what point does this shit like eat at your soul? Because you realize you have all this money and you're not helping people. You're taking Uber Lyft into space.
Yeah. And does he do anything with charity? I don't even know anything about the guy. I mean,
I'm sure he does whatever he needs to do so that he can keep the IRS
off.
Claim off taxes.
You know,
didn't, Virgin.
Did you see?
He went up.
Did you? Yeah, he did. Did you see the thing that I sent you guys though?
About
on the gram way.
Yeah.
It sounds like his whole fucking little thing that video that I sent you. It sounds like something you would legit hear standing in line at Disneyland waiting to get on Star Tours.
Right. It's
travel to the planet of Endor.
For somebody who hates Star Wars. Oh, by the way, so we talked about doing the drunk Star Wars episode this week, but
yes,
Matt's so busy at work, he can't get shitty in the middle of the week. So we are going to record it. It's just going to have to be like a this weekend recording. So we'll have to skip our normal, like, or maybe we'll just do it as a special episode.
Special edition too. I'm actually not even supposed to be drinking at all. So don't tell my wife.
Luckily she doesn't listen.
And then and Chuck is down to do this with you if you're down to do it with Chuck.
Oh, okay. Chuck, I'm still waiting to hear back, for I gotta shoot him a message. He's supposed to come over hopefully Friday evening, right when I get home from work, and we're gonna get on with Mr. Duck Boy and record that tasting of the Aussie treats.
Sweet. Or salty, depending on what you're eating.
True.
Well, I'm going to say, Marco, you and I have to probably take the lead here and decide. Did we pick the movie that we're going to make him watch?
I think you mentioned one in our thread, right?
I did mention one.
I think it should be New Hope.
Okay, so I have a different thought.
That's one of the original ones, right?
Yeah.
I thought it would be more fun to hear him explain The Phantom Menace.
I mean, if we're going to go that, it maybe even be better if we like pick a random one in the middle of the series, you know what I'm saying? So he's just completely drunk and has no fucking start, or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so am I watching this drunk and then doing the recap with you guys drunk as well?
You're drinking while you're watching it.
Okay.
So that by the time you're done watching it, we can turn on the microphones and your drunk ass will have to immediately recap what you just watched.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
So we're going to keep his ass drunk for 2.5 hours?
No. We're going to get his ass drunk for an hour and a half and then spend half an hour listening to his drunk ass explain the movie.
Okay.
I'm on board with that. Yeah.
Right.
And which one is it?
So that's what we have to decide.
What to decide? I mean, I guess random.
Are we deciding, or are we like, going to let the people decide?
Like Empire, you know what I'm saying? Like something like Empire, or even, not Phantom Menace. What's the fucking second one of the
dude,
what's the one with that fucking
Attack of the Clones?
That
Attack of the Clones.
Oh, Attack of the Clones would be all fucked up for him to watch too.
That's what I'm saying. Makes sense
of that shit,
right?
Attack of the Clones.
Yeah,
that's like
it's like dense and long and completely full of weird shit that doesn't tie into anything unless you've seen all the other movies and know them well. It's a really fucked up place to start.
And
you have to know. You have to know the universe to know.
Is Attack of the Clones, because the first three ones when we were kids, like the 70s and 80s trilogy, ones, right, the original trilogy.
Was episode 4, 5, and 6 of the whole series.
So I'm gonna go a little uber nerd, and I'm gonna tell you it was Marco and I, you all three of us are old enough to remember it being Star Wars. It was not A New Hope or Episode 4 Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
And they re-released the first movie and called it Episode 4 A New Hope.
Okay. See, that's what fucks me up. Because I just know him as Star Wars.
It is just Star Wars. A New Hope is the X-Wing, Darth Vader, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Millennium Falcon, Chewbacca. You meet everybody for the first time.
He's going too far. Star Wars. He's going too far for you. It's the first one that were released when we were kids.
1977.
Okay. 1977, right, exactly. So back when we were little.
Star Wars.
That's the first one, yeah.
I'm already confused.
Yeah, maybe we could let him just watch the original one.
Perfect. Well, I remember those.
Oh my God, we can make him watch like Rogue One.
The fuck's a Rogue One?
But you know what? He'll like Rogue One because
it's like the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, it's like fucking Saving Private Ryan in the fucking Star Wars edition.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, shit just pops off. You know what I'm saying?
There's no Skywalkers. There's no, it's the story of the Special Forces troops that stole the Death Star plans for the events to happen in the original Star Wars film.
Look at his face. You've gone too far.
So that one's
really good.
It's before the first.
It takes place 30 days before the original movie.
30 days before the. Okay.
So between 3 and 4.
What do you mean between? Well, no.
Listen, listen. They were released like this. This is the way they were released 4, 5, and 6, right, in the series. They were released 4,
which
5, and
for
6.
Me is 1, 2, and 3 when I was a kid, right?
Correct.
But it's actually 4, 5.
But
now, did this motherfucker know when he made 1, 2, and 3 that they were 4, 5, and 6? Because I don't think anybody's that fucking smart. See that far in the future and be like, hey, I'm gonna fucking do this.
Well, I mean,
no, I can explain it, but it's too much of a nerd conversation.
Oh my God. Yeah, this we can't even.
We'll recap this. Like, we'll recap this on the drunk Star Wars episode. Prepare.
You just let me know which.
Right.
Let me know what I need to look up on Disney Plus. Don't give me some fucking code name for the fucking.
No,
movie.
You're just good.
It's actually going to be searchable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rogue One or Attack of the Clones.
Rogue One.
Okay, Rogue One.
He'll enjoy it.
I know you'll like it, Matt.
You'll like.
It's literally like the Dirty Dozen. It's like hardcore.
Absolutely.
Okay. And Rogue One takes place 30 days before.
You'll know by the time you get to the end of the movie. You'll know when it happens.
All right.
What's the name of the droid on Rogue One?
K2SO.
Oh,
how do you remember to see? Is he related to the 2DRCO? Him too. R2D2. What's his
R2D2?
This is what you're in for, folks. You asked for it. We're doing
can you be related? Can you be related? I mean, I guess if you're like made in the same factory, but the answer is no, they're not related.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's got the best person. He's got the best personality, though. That motherfucker is awesome.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
He's one of the best. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That droid is as good as that weird droid that sounded like a black woman in Solo was bad.
Oh, wait, what?
Right?
Yeah. Dude, Solo was, wow, what a piece of shit.
Anyway, so that'll be Rogue One. Unless you want it to fit into all the Luke Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi type stuff, then we'll do Attack of the Clones.
No, I'm going to tell you why. Because Rogue One, it's a good standalone movie because it's just a good standalone movie. But it makes no fucking reference to anything else until you know what's up, right?
Until
shit, until shit goes down, right? So kicking him that one and doing a part two into something else that's not a New Hope, and like you know what I'm saying, like it's something else. Oh yeah.
I'm so fucking lost. I'm glad you guys are excited about this because okay. I don't know what I'm
gonna
in for.
Margo, I'm gonna send you a video that I'm gonna send and post after we watch Rogue One, because I think when Matt finally watches it, he's gonna be like, "Oh, I get it now."
Mm-hmm. So is this Rogue One? Is this one of the newer, old movies?
It's a prequel. It's a new movie that came out as a prequel to the original movie that came out in 1977.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is Natalie Portman in this one? Because I can get on board with that.
No, she's in the other three prequels.
So this is the new stuff.
This is a new prequel.
It's a side prequel.
Like, it's not in the main story. It's kind of on the side of it.
It's now now.
What it's happened? Now now?
We
it's
it.
Now now.
When?
Okay.
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Soon.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Metallica. All right.
We call it Mr. Coffee. Yeah, Metallica guy. Spaceballs for sure. It's Mega Man. He's gone from suck to blow. We're
on plaid.
Yes. Wait. What's the combination to the airlock? It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Only an idiot would have that as his luggage. And then the guy, what's the code?
What's the combination?
1, 2, 3, 4. That's the same combination as my luggage.
That's funny. Yes. Oh, my God. Anyway.
So, all right. Here's another one that got me this week, besides Jeff Bezos in space.
Yes.
So, apparently, there's a gal by the name of Asuncion Hostin, who goes by Sunny Hostin. Thank you. Asuncion. She's on The View.
I have no idea.
Yeah, Asuncion. And I have no idea, like, who she is in the grand scheme of things. I'd never heard of her. I just saw this article. So, she's a real pretty gal on The View. And I say that because there's, like, maybe two and a half pretty gals on The View. And then there's
who's on that now?
Joy Behar.
Is Whoopi still on that?
Whoopi is still there. Joy is still there. Meghan McCain is still there. And then some plastic headed brunette and this gal, Sunny. Anyway, so I looked her up. She started out as a lawyer and then became a journalist and then became a television host. So I don't know if she went to law school as a method of becoming like a talking head personality on TV or you know, if they were like, no, you're too pretty to be a lawyer, you have to be on TV or whatever. Anyway, this bitch.
Here we go.
She said that they were talking about requiring ID to open a social media account. And I guess
racist.
The actor Idris Elba
that's racist.
Gotten like,
yeah.
So he'd gotten some threats, right? And so it was by anonymous social media accounts. And so people in the UK were like, well, you shouldn't be allowed to have an anonymous social media account. You should have to submit ID to have an account online. And so they were talking about it on The View. And Whoopi Goldberg asked her, and I didn't see it, I just read about it. She asked her, do you think that that's right? And she goes, yes, you absolutely should have to have ID to open up a social media account. You shouldn't be able to do that anonymously. And I'm going, but fuck voting, right?
Yeah, because that's racist.
Mm.
So wait a minute. So somebody got their feelings hurt over words that some anonymous person typed about them on the interwebs.
An actor. A very successful millionaire actor who can afford all kinds of security got pissy about somebody talking shit to him on the internet.
And instead of just saying, hey, let's meet at this gym at this time and we'll sort this out and just, you know, toss some hands around, it went from that to I'm a little whiny bitch. And now everybody should have to ID themselves before they can create a social media account.
Yeah, I guess.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And the scary thing is that might fucking happen.
I don't understand.
I mean, look, the fucking White House just said, hey, yeah, we meet with fucking Facebook on the daily to discuss what can and can't be said on their fucking platforms. So Big Brother is already censoring everybody by proxy through big tech.
Well, that was the whole thing I said was let's start naming the amendments. Let's start with the first one. The freedom of the press. And Facebook said that they were a town square. They said they were not a publisher. They were a town square where anybody could go and express themselves freely, which is why Facebook, Twitter, and those platforms are they don't have to have the same level of standards as like a publishing company does when it comes to libel and slander and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
Because they're saying we're not, it's not coming from us. It's coming from like a public, it's like owning a place where public people forum. Go and say things. It's public.
Yeah. Forum. We're just a meeting spot and everybody comes here and shoots their mouth off.
A meeting spot where, they immediately kick you off the property and charge you with trespassing if you say something that they don't want to be said in their public space.
Correct. Because after all, they're a private company, so they can do that.
Right.
It's like, pick a fucking lane.
Right.
Exactly. Pick a fucking lane.
You don't get to be both.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No, you can't. Yeah. You can't. Yeah. Yeah. You can't just say, hey, you know, we can censor whatever we want because we're, you know, private, we're a private company. And then in the same term, like, oh, you know, we're a public forum.
So we're saying fuck Whoopi Goldberg again. I already don't like her.
No, I mean, and I don't know what Whoopi Goldberg's thought on it was. She just brought asked it up. The girl. Oh, yeah, okay. she asked
well, her. Well, yeah, but she brought it up.
She brought it up. She was like, do you think that's correct? And the girl was like, absolutely.
Hmm.
So I
think the other one's in the shit box.
Yeah. I'm still going to say, I mean,
there's lots of other reasons to be mad at Whoopi Goldberg. You don't need anyone. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
She used to be funny.
Yeah.
I remember a long time ago, a while ago, when there was a subject matter of people getting into fights and people, you know, recording videos of it, so on and so forth, blah, blah, blah. And specifically guys, you know, girls talking shit and talking shit and talking shit and hitting guys and guys hitting girls. And Whoopi had the best fucking response to that. Now, whether you agree with this or not, or whether I agree with it or not, it's not important. I'm just referring to her actual response to this, which was, you know why I don't worry about getting hit by guys or anybody? Because I don't put my hands on people.
There you go.
And if you put your hands on people, expect to get hit back, regardless of sex, age, or whatever. I was like,
what do we learn? Keep your hands to yourself.
I can get behind that. Like, Whoopi, I can get behind that.
I got a buddy that says if women are wanting of equal rights, they better be ready for equal lefts.
Oh, wait, Mark, I don't think you were there, but Thomas, you were there in the parking lot around the corner from the New Art one night. It was either pre or post Rocky Horror, and we were sitting there drinking beer, and that homeless black lady with the crutches came up.
Oh my God, which
one? And said, "Give me a cigarette." And okay, I was like, and I was like, memory. And I said, "No, fuck you." And she's like, "Give me a cigarette." And then, what's that?
You and the homeless.
I know, right? But she started like swinging her crutch at me, and then she was like bald. She had shaved head. She took her fucking shirt off. She was wearing like a scrub top.
I do remember this.
Took her shirt off. Yeah.
The middle of the street.
And started
middle
coming
of
at
Santa
me,
Monica Boulevard.
Started coming at me with fucking crutches and swinging, and I'm looking at everybody like just blocking shit. I'm like, can I punch this bitch yet or what?
How many swings until it becomes okay for me to punch her?
When can I knock this bitch out?
I know, right? How many licks does it take?
It's always funny whenever a woman's attacking you and you're blocking shit. Not that this happens a lot to me. It's happened several times, but not a lot. Guys, try not to laugh. That makes them even more upset.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I've learned that. Yeah.
Yes. Try not to laugh as you're just blocking the little tiny fists of fury.
Little tiny fists of fury.
So, what else was going on? We had like a whole laundry list.
Yeah. About. So that did you forget about your freaking poison snake smoker or poison toad smoker?
The toad. Yeah. Okay.
So you're going to have to recap this shit.
Yeah. So now I know there are a few people that do not have the joys of social media that listen to this because I've read your emails. So I posted a screenshot of a tweet from somebody that was said, you know, at no point in time did I know what the next sentence in this headline was going to be.
Yes, this was amazing.
At no point in this headline did I know what the next word was going to be.
Yes, and it was amazing. And I was captivated by it.
So here's the headline for those that missed it. Spanish porn star Nacho Vidal, which that's an amazing fucking, that's a strong porn star name, first of all. Spanish porn star Nacho Vidal, who likes to advertise his aromatic candles shaped like male genitalia on Twitter, has been arrested on manslaughter charges following a man's death during a mystic ritual in which he inhaled psychedelic toad venom.
Psychedelic toad venom.
Okay. Yes, you heard that correct.
That sounds like the fucking strand of acid from when we were kids. Okay, go ahead.
So, but wait, it gets better. So I post that up and people are, and I just wrote, you know, damn, you know, I said, you know, just found out about this crazy shit, went down last year, and he was just found guilty by the judge in Spain. To which somebody on here who still hasn't emailed me, even though this was 2 fucking hours ago when I responded, this guy, Angry Schmuck on Instagram, writes, "This happened to my buddy Eric once." And I was like, whoa,
hold on. You don't just drop that.
Hold on. Was your buddy a porn star who killed someone or the one killed? You can't just drop something like that without some follow-up, man. I said, we're going to talk about this tonight when we record in about an hour and 15 minutes. For the love of all things holy, please send us an email with this story. Angry Schmuck. I am now an angry schmuck because you did not email us this story.
Yeah.
So you can't leave with something like that. I mean, I just had my friend Eric once. Oh, what happened? Was he, is Eric okay?
Yes. Was Eric the priest or was he the, who was he in this equation?
So do you know anything about this whole freaking, toad? This is like the, whatchamacallit? What's that fucking drug?
Frog licking?
Yeah, but no, it's a DMT.
DMT.
This is like,
yeah,
nature's like
nature's DMT.
Yeah. So here's what happened. Apparently, it's not as crazy as I thought it was going to be.
It's still pretty fucking crazy.
It's still pretty fucking crazy. So the 47-year-old native of this area in Spain, whose real name is Ignacio. Wait, now, Marco, when it's J-O-R-D-A, that J is an H, right?
J-O... Yes. Okay, yes. So yeah, it's for you people, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ignacio Jorda Gonzalez. How'd I do?
Very good. Okay. Pretty good. Drink, people at home, drink.
Gracias.
Three drinks for that one.
Oh, there we go, yeah. He's been charged with reckless homicide in the case of the death of a prestigious photographer, Jose Luis Abad. So, and keep in mind, this was last year. So what happened was, he was Mr. Nacho was arrested on June 3rd in 2020 for an incident that took place a year prior on July 28th. Oh, so this was 2019.
Yeah. Well, okay. If we'd have been locked down, he wouldn't have been able to do it.
That's true. So, the guy who died approached Mr. Pornstar to carry out the shamanic ritual to help him kick his addiction to cocaine. So apparently,
by getting high off fucking by toad venom, high off toad
venom. Yeah, right?
They got right. Clinics for that shit, bro. Okay, go ahead.
So a process that's said to be popular reason to engage in the toad venom inhalation.
Sure.
So during the quote ceremony. At the that porn star. I'm going to call him porn star. They're calling him an actor. We're going to call a spade a spade.
Nacho.
Yeah, at Nacho's home in Valencia in Spain. So this guy smokes a large amount of the substance. It's made from the poison of the Mexican bufo toad. I guess it's only found like the Sonoran Desert. So they ship these motherfuckers over to Spain, apparently. The whole incident was filmed by Nacho's cousin in a 22-minute video that gave the courts all the clear evidence about what took place in the final moments of this poor bastard's life. So after inhaling the venom, the guy starts fucking convulsing and tensing on the floor. So he's doing the fish. He's doing the fucking fish out of water on the floor, right? Which apparently is a common effect of the drug.
Okay. So at this point, our the shaman was
the porn star
thinking that everything was on track.
Yeah, he was thinking everything's fine. Guy's just flopping around.
I am not a shaman, but I played one in a porno once.
So the guy
call me Sancho.
So the guy, poor guy's flopping around, dying, actively dying, and Senor Sancho Nacho thinks that this is just fine, so he continues along with these the ritualistic readings that goes along with
right.
one as you're doing this. Soon the poor bastard turns purple, loses consciousness, and then just fucking boom, dead.
Which, didn't he turn like purple and start foaming at the mouth?
Yeah.
Like,
at what point do you...
But here's the thing is...
Well, I mean, is there anything you can do?
What's Nacho on? Like, what did he smoke? What did he get in his system?
He's over there saying the chant, si sabes que llevo un rato miratote, tengo que bailar. By the way, those are the lyrics to Despacito. That's not actually my
So to be fair, there were more people at this little ceremony aside from just the three of them. This was like a whole freaking to do, and nobody did a damn thing. Nobody lifted right. a finger to help this guy.
I imagine like they're standing there and they're like the newbies, is this your first ritual? Yes, I've never seen this before. Okay. And that poor bastard's going, is this supposed to happen?
Right.
It's normal. And nobody else is doing anything. He's all, so this is normal.
This is normal. This is okay. This is okay.
So we're good. Because I'm concerned, but I don't know if I should. So we're okay. So we're good. We're fine. And he's just like talking himself out of calling the cops.
Right. Because
he's the new guy. And he's like, I just got my hood.
Do they give up? I just got my frog hood.
It took me a long time to earn this robe. I had to carry candles and stop at the front door for so long that now I'm actually in here and I don't want to question the ritual.
Not to mention the candles are shaped like dicks.
We bought them off Amazon. They were called rocket candles.
They were called rocket candles. Yes. Space candles.
So, hey, did you know, here's a little fun fact, that stuff they get from the toad is the same substance that some of those little tribes dip like their fucking arrows and their little darts.
It's DMT. It's a cousin of DMT.
Yeah. Shoot the monkeys and shit out of the trees so they can eat them.
Right. Which, you know, because they smoke it too, I'm sure, right? Duh.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't smoke it, they tip it on their freaking darts to incapacitate the things they're trying to kill and eat. Maybe smoking it's not on the menu.
Yeah. Maybe not smoking that much of it. I mean, there's, you know.
I'm going to go with no toad smoking. Just no toad smoking.
So how do they get this from the toad? Sure. How did they? They scare you. How do you sneak up behind him? Ah! How do you scare a fucking toad?
I'm guessing you pick it up.
Where's PETA during all this?
So my understanding is most of these toads, they secrete the venom or they secrete the poison, I guess it would be, out their skin, out their backs. And the whole idea is if another animal clamps down on them, they secrete it and the powerful toxin makes the animal freak out and spit them out. And go on a tripping balls adventure while the frog gets away and then, you know, lives to fight another day.
Tripping balls adventure.
So the whole thing is these toad licking kids, they would scare the frogs or they pick them up and scare them.
Get off my lawn, you toad licking kids.
And I would have gotten away with it too.
You scare the frog. The frog needs to be back. You need to act like a predator.
Yes.
Towards the frog. Frog gets scared, tenses up, makes its ass even more watertight than it naturally is.
Right.
And then
you lick it.
And then you lick it.
Right. Or in this case, they probably
they harvest it somehow, dry it out.
Dried it out and smoke it.
And then you smoke it. Now I wonder how someone came to hey, let's smoke it and let's not just mainline it, or hey, let's
I think some people
dried out and snort it. Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay.
So totally different high when you smoke it.
Huh. All right. Well,
learn something new every day.
Yeah. And apparently in Spain, they he was found guilty first, and now he has a chance to get a trial. Like they do things a little backwards.
A little backwards.
Like, okay, we can go to the
need your case.
Well, so actually, okay, so I kind of like this for Spain, and I respect it, which is their thing was, okay, so we are looking at the video of what happened, and we're just saying that since we have you on video and there's no disputing the events of what happened, we're going to say guilty, right? Right? Okay, right, so we all know you did it. But now after we pronounce you guilty, we're going to give you a chance to plead your case as to how bad we should fuck you for being guilty.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, we know you were there. We know you were responsible. But now you can tell us why it should only be like a $500 fine as opposed to 10 years in jail. You know, it, like, or somewhere in between.
So it says that he's facing, after this happened, this judge says he's guilty. He now faces a 10-day waiting period to hear his sentence from the prosecutor's office or to launch an appeal to initiate an oral trial.
Wow, it really is different over there then.
Yeah. So you could be like, you want to now, I wonder if it's like over here, if you fight it over there and you lose, you get the max, or you see what your sentence is and be like, you know, Your Honor, I'll take door number one.
Maybe this is their equivalent of like a grand jury indicting you, right? So they find you, they can, the judge convicts you of it by saying there's enough evidence to say you did it. And then you can either cop a plea right then and there, or you can say, no, you're wrong, judge, and go to trial.
Okay. Well, I would like to say we're going to follow this closely, but we'll probably forget about it.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. That's very fair. I don't think it's going to get anything more than it already did. So
I mean, from IDs to get a social media account to porn stars killing people in toad venom rituals to the emergence of a real Dr. Evil, which is Jeff Bezos in his face. It was a big week.
Yeah. Did anything else go on?
Well, so
I feel like there's more.
In closing, we've got a little bit of time left before we start cracking jokes on each other, which I don't know. I'm hoping we've got some. I know listeners have been sending in some.
Yeah.
But I sent you guys an article. I don't know if you had a chance to read it, but I loved it. It was about toxic femininity.
Wait, when did you send that?
I sent it in the thread like for the yesterday? Show. Like Tuesday.
I think yesterday.
And
I didn't take a lunch yesterday.
No, it's okay. I just said if you had a chance to read it, it was fine.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. This article is on Quillette, which I'd never heard of, but it's a
how's Quillette?
It's a Quillette.com. I guess it's a, you know, women's like a magazine
website
type thing. And this woman, Heather Haying, I think I'm saying her name right. Heather Haying wrote this article. And she is a former professor of evolutionary biology at Evergreen State College and has a PhD in biology from the University of Michigan and is the author of blah, 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 and has spent her whole life reading. It's called Antipode is the book. And she spent her life in Madagascar researching shit. Like, she's a smart, like, live with gorillas and write books about it type fucking woman, right? And she
I immediately worked, think of the stupid ass movie Congo.
Right. Amy.
ugly gorilla. Metallica guy, do not watch Congo.
I mean, watch Congo, but hate watch Congo.
But hate watching Congo. Yeah. It's like hate fucking fun of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The entire way. Get drunk, get high. Watch it.
So this girl was at the Evergreen State College where there was that other professor who the Brett Weinstein, I think was his name, and Brett or Eric, I can't remember, but anyway, one of the professors there, he spoke out against like cancel culture and against the idea of, you know, male, you know, toxic masculinity and all this other stuff. And this super liberal professor gets fired and he ends up, you know, like being somebody that Joe Rogan interviews about how he's getting screwed over, and even though he's a liberal and da 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 da. So this gal apparently is going to suffer the same fate. She is from that same college up in the Pacific Northwest, which is kind of coincidental, unless they seem to be contemporaries of one another, because she writes this article on toxic femininity. And what she finally says is, shame on women you know, she says, I figured this out when I took a group of grad students into the jungle to do research, right? In like Costa Rica or something, right? And she says, one of her students, everybody was dressed in field gear except for this one girl. And this one girl went into the jungle wearing
in a sundress,
a bikini.
Oh, okay.
Bikini, right? So
yeah, apparently she never heard of mosquitoes. Go ahead. Yeah.
Right. So they're in the jungle and she's wearing next to nothing. And the local villagers and men and kids are staring at her and the, you know, making eyes at her. And, you know, and she's like, she goes up to the professor and she's like, everybody's staring at my body and just gawking at me and making faces and comments. And this female professor looks at her and goes, so put on more clothing. And this girl was like shocked, like, ugh. You, and the professor is just, I realized at that moment that this young lady wanted me to go to these villagers in a foreign country in their land with their, you know, culture and chastise them for staring at a girl who is literally parading around almost naked.
Yeah.
And she expects them to change. So she goes on to write this whole article about women who play the victim card when the entire time they want to parade around in shorty shorts and show cleavage and paint themselves up with makeup and they want to look hot, but they don't want anybody to act like they look hot.
Not anybody. That's they're selective.
Right. So she calls them out in this article in such an amazing way. And part of me really hopes that this professor is actually like a smoking hottie, because I, you know, that all the hot girls that read this are just gonna be like, well, she only wrote that because she's ugly.
That's true.
A huge part of me wants this professor to be like, you know, like one of those movie characters where the jungle starts to get the best of her. So she takes her hair out of the bun and pulls off her glasses and all of a sudden, holy shit, she's hot.
We got this thing called Google. I'm sure you type her name in.
Well, it'll pop. Anyway, you guys have to read this. It's an amazing article.
Now I'm definitely going to.
She goes on to talk about what toxic femininity is. And she says, there's nothing more powerful on this planet than a hot girl who can walk in confidently and get men's attention when she's in her like physical sexual prime. There's nothing more powerful than that. Like, they can get anything they want and they know it. And for us to pretend they don't know it is stupid. Like,
right.
And I'm reading this whole thing. I'm going, this fucking woman gets it.
Yeah. You know, I'm envious of that because my wife, when she was in that age bracket, she was a bartender at these high-end clubs and was, you know, the whole pretend like you're available but never be available type thing, was able to, with her friends, use her looks and her body to make tons of money off these idiot rich people that would just throw money at these girls. I wish I could do that. I would totally fucking do that.
Dude, are you kidding me? Like, I've joked around about like going to gay bars and being like, dude, who cares if it'll get you a free drink? It's not like you have to do anything about it, you know? And then you finally get to know what it feels like to be a girl.
Right.
I had been to a gay bar with my brother, and believe me, first of all, straight guys,
it doesn't work that way.
No, but there are so many women at gay bars that stupid not to go trolling, because guess what? You're like the only one that would be interested in them. So the competition is fairly minimal.
Yes.
And they are at the height of their enjoyment being around all these good looking dudes that aren't going to touch them. So you're kind of playing some good odds there.
You're not going to get attacked by the gays. You're not going to get hit on by the gays. Don't flatter yourself, man. I don't care how good looking you are. They know that you are painful. As I was told, you are painfully straight. Like, I've had conversations like at the Abbey, Friday, Saturday night, you know, you don't the whole like, oh, these gay guys are going to hit on me. Dude. No, they're not. They know their own. They're not.
And guess what? If a gay guy hits on you, it's going to be the same kind of hitting on you that some ugly fat chick would do, because that's just what happens. Correct. Like, correct. You get into that place, you're like, seriously, please stop touching me.
I looked up the professor. She's not hot.
No. She's
not. Sorry, she's not.
No. Are we going to give a rating? Are we going to go on a 10 scale?
No.
I looked her up too. You can't. She's in her 50s.
Yeah, no, she's like 3. What?
I can't possibly say that she's a 3.
She's very stone faced and no makeup, you know, and masculine.
Hold on, Thomas.
And
we gotta back up. Just she's, and she's I know a professional. I know we need to wrap it up, but something you just said kind of hit me in the goods. You said, "No, you can't. She's in her 50s. We are all on the back end of our 40s.
Shut up. Shut your filthy horn mouth.
And until we cross over, we can talk that shit.
She's in her 60s.
Okay. That's different.
Besides, I wouldn't rate me like at this point. It's like, oh no, he's a dad. That's a whole, like, I don't even rate anymore. You know,
there's no point.
No,
there's no point.
You know,
it's 3. I'm just saying.
3.
Oh, I'm an asshole.
Oh boy,
Lord in heaven.
Okay, so what do you have for us? Because I want to see what I have in my little bag of tricks that people sent over. Do you have one of them from the
list? Oh, I have some of my own.
Okay, give me one of your own.
Give me one. Okay, let me see. A couple quickies. Well, first of all, let's see here. Here's
I've got one. If you, I've got one.
I got one.
Okay.
Dogs can't operate MRI machines.
Okay.
But CAT scan.
Oh, God. Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Here we go. This is starting all over. Oh, fuck me.
Okay, wait. Okay. So, somebody at work sent this to me. Do you know why I never make fun of midgets? I don't want them to think little of me.
Oh wow.
Okay, wait, ready? So I went to the doctor and she tells me something's wrong, that my DNA is backwards. And I said, and
wow.
Hey, why did Adele cross the road?
Why?
To say hello from the other side.
Oh, no. How do you embarrass an archaeologist? Give him a used tampon and ask him which period it came from.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, the one I like is, what's the difference between a hockey player and a feminist? Hockey players change pads between each period.
Oi.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
All right. I got a quick little one-liner and then we'll get the hell out of here.
All right.
You got to hand it to blind prostitutes.
Took me a second. I was like, "Why?" Oh.
I love that joke because it's like one of my other favorite jokes, which is when you say to somebody, there are two kinds of people in this world. People that can come to the proper conclusion with missing information,
then you just walk away.
And inevitably one person laughs and the other person goes, what's the other part?
You go, thank you, you are identified.
You just identified as which category you belong to. Oh
shit, okay, boys.
So are we doing it? Are we doing this Friday night or Saturday night? What's going on?
Oh, we're doing I got Chuck coming over. I got Chuck coming over Friday night, potentially.
Okay.
Saturday, I'm going to be at the beach all day and probably not get home till about 8 or 9 o'clock.
We could discuss this off the air.
Yeah.
We probably should. We don't need to include everybody else.
We are.
Because see, Saturday, I'm gonna wake up around 10. Then I'm gonna
10. God, I wish.
Oh, it's already, the music's already fading right now with our voices, and we'll see everybody in the locker room.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.